This is Logical Choice.
Yes, is Keetrick available?
Yes, Matt is calling.
Yes, my name is Zach. I'm calling from Cardiff, and I was just following up. I had received an application, and I wanted to follow up with that.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Is this Keetrick?
Yes, this is. This is Mr. Jenkins.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jenkins. My name is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff, and I had received your online or your fax to fund application. I just want to touch base with you and learn a little bit more about what you're looking to do and how we could potentially help you out.
Okay, no problem.
So it looks like you're looking for some capital for business expansion. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Are you looking to bring on additional employees as well, part of that expansion?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, I am. Additional staffing, and we have additional locations. I already have multiple locations that I can access, so I just want to get into the other counties to make sure that we are maximizing our contracts.
Sure, sure. If you don't mind me asking, what type of business is Logical Choice?
We're an outpatient clinic.
Okay, an outpatient clinic.
Yep.
And how long have you guys been in operation?
About 7 years and 7 months.
7 years. Wow, congratulations on that. That's great. And I was just curious also, are you familiar with working capital loans before? Have you taken those out for the business previously?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So each program's a little bit different. I just wanted to give you some more insight on how ours works. You know, we base ours off the sales from the year previous for the business. We're able to unlock, 10 to 12% of those sales to use as you see fit for perfect reasons like expansion, things of that nature. So I was curious if you would know ballpark in what the business did as far as sales were concerned last year.
$742,000.
Okay. And how much were you looking for to assist in this expansion?
I need about 60 to 65,000.
Okay. Perfect. So based on that number you gave me, we could, if you need it, it doesn't sound like you do, probably closer to 90 we could make available for you. So it sounds like the 60 to 65 is definitely doable for you.
Okay.
And how quickly do you plan on the growth? Are you already starting the expansion or?
Yeah, it's already started. It's already started.
It's already begun.
Yeah. It's already started.
Okay, great. So I would assume that there's an immediate need there then.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, we have a real simple process. To see what we can make available to you. We would want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow. First 2 pages of the most recent tax return. This would just verify sales and ownership of the business. And the last thing, do you have any current working capital loans or are those all paid off?
I just got one. And the one I have two different things.
Okay.
I only have one active UCC filing, and that's with Bluevine. But they didn't give me as much as they told me they would give me. Because they didn't look at taxes or anything like that. They just ran it off my credit. It just gave me a flex credit line. So it's,
gotcha.
It's not even So I have that. And then Advanced Capital, we did a little small amount with them. It's not that much. Probably less than $20,000, I'm assuming it has to be.
Okay. And with that line of credit, do you know just ballpark where you might be with that as well?
It's 20. It's about 20.
Okay. Have you touched it all or just kind of sitting there?
No, I use it. I had to use it just to make sure we had coverage until the rest of our payments come in. So I've used it. But I'm trying to get away from using it because at this point, but they don't have a position. They don't have a, they'll take second position. So it's not any issue with them. But the issue, one of the things I've been working on with them, I started working on my own business credit. So then American Express just gave me an open platinum account and an open gold account. So,
okay. And what kind of limits are they offering you?
Well, they don't have limits.
That's right. Okay.
But I only can utilize the credit to really pay for stuff, so I can't use it. Like Capital One will let you do merchant and merchant transact. Most of the creditors will. They don't allow merchant and merchant transactions. Like, if we ran something through our own terminal, they don't allow that.
Gotcha. Okay. I understand. So just a couple more quick qualifying questions, if you don't mind. How would you rate your personal credit? We do take a very soft look at that. It actually won't even show up on your credit report. Would you say you're above average, average, maybe, a little below?
Good. My credit, right now, it's probably about 687, 690 with experience, somewhere in that range.
Perfect. That's exactly who we use as well, and that's right there at the national average. So you're doing all right in that aspect. And, lastly, what would be a good email address for you? I'd love to shoot you out the rest of the requirements that we would need to see what we can make available for you.
It's program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, at choice, C-H-O-I-C-E-O-F, logic.com.
Logic.com. And can I read that back to you? It's P-R-O-Z-A-M?
G.
I'm sorry.
Program. Singular. Program.
Yeah, we got a new phone system this week, so we're just trying to iron out the bugs with it. So sometimes it's a little difficult to hear the person on the other end. So I apologize for that. So it's program at choiceoflogic.com.
Yep. Program at choiceoflogic.com.
Okay. What I'd like to do is shoot you out that email. I will attach my direct dial as well. So if you have any questions gathering that information, you can always reach out to me because I am here to help you out. But what we'd like to see as well, if possible, if you could provide the contract for Advanced Capital, because I know underwriting is just going to want to look at the remaining balance and, what your daily payments are with that. Is it a daily or is it a weekly or monthly with Advanced Capital?
It's a daily.
Okay. What are they taking daily?
190.
So I have an idea here, and I'm sure you might be on board with it. You would probably like to pay off Advanced Cap and Bluevine and then, potentially net the remaining balance? Is that the
correct idea?
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That would be great.
Perfect. We are on the same page then. So what I'd like to do is I'll shoot you over that email. I'm curious how quickly you could gather that information and get it back to us. We typically can get you feedback inside of 24 hours. If you like our offer, we can have funds into your account another 48 to 72. So we could potentially have an offer for you by tomorrow afternoon if you get that stuff into us pretty quickly here.
Okay. Send it over. How much? You just need 6 months of bank statements and what else?
6 months of bank statements and first two pages of the most recent tax return. If you don't have that this past year's, we can take the year previous with an extension.
I'm up to date.
Right on.
No problem.
And then lastly, just information on Bluevine and Advanced Cap, current balances and then the payment with those. So I know underwriting is going to want to take a look at that as well when they kind of run everything through their algorithms.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. But yeah, did you have any questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here. Did you have any questions?
What are your payment restrictions, daily, weekly, or monthly?
We have three options there, daily, weekly, and monthly. And it sounds like from the information you've given me that you're going to fall into our A-tier programs, which give you the option of a weekly or a monthly payment. So that would be, you know, once we get those offers out to you, you can have the option for that. And typically these are unsecured loans, so they are a little bit more expensive. Rates start at around 10 cents on the dollar. But on the back end of that, we offer early payment discounts. So they can kind of counteract the fact that it is a little more expensive. You know, we can forgive 25% of the remaining interest in certain programs. Other programs can give 6% of the remaining balance. So you can save thousands of dollars at the end of the loan, you know, by paying it off early and just kind of wipe away the other cost of the loan, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So let me put this email together for you, and I'll shoot that over to you in 10 minutes. Do you think you might be able to shoot that stuff back to me today or give you a day to gather everything?
Nah, I should be able to get that. If you want me, if you give me your email address, mm-hmm. I could probably, to be honest, I probably could send it to you right now.
Okay, it's very simple. It's Z-M-I-L-L-E-R, Z Miller, at Bank, yeah, at bank, bankofcardiff.com.
So, Z Miller at
bank of Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
You want me to just shoot you a quick email? Just says like, "Hey, this is Zach," and then you'll have the address right there.
Hold on. I'll shoot you one. And I'll just put it, "Hi, Zach."
Okay, perfect.
And then that way it should come through. This is my other email address attached to my server, so that's fine. You can reply there, but the other email address I have is a foreign email address, so it comes there too.
Okay. Okay. Did you just shoot me out an email there?
Yeah, I just sent it. It's sent.
Okay.
It didn't bounce back, so.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It may take a little bit of time here. So how are things out? It looks like you're out in Michigan. How's the weather out there at this time of year?
It's not bad. We're supposed to get snow this weekend, but it's not bad right now.
Would that be the first snow of the season?
Yeah, it would be.
Nice, nice. Are you a big U of M fan?
Yeah, I want them to win. They got to beat Ohio State. If they beat Ohio State, then, you know, I can be convinced about it. I'm not totally sold on them until they beat Ohio State.
Exactly. I used to, a coworker of mine, one of my managers, he grew up in Ohio, and he was just telling me the stories about driving into Michigan to go see the Ohio State, University of Michigan games. Like, you'd have to rent a car in Michigan so they wouldn't, like, mess with it because you had Ohio plates. He said, like, people take it pretty seriously.
Oh, they do.
You know,
they do.
I still didn't receive that email.
You didn't?
No.
Check your spam. Make sure it didn't go to your spam.
Okay. Hold on one sec here. No, nothing in spam.
Z Miller Bank of Cardiff. That's two F's, right?
It's a Bank, Bank, O-F, of, and then C-A-R, like car, D-I-F-F, like different, .com.
Yeah, I sent it to you. You should, I'm pretty connected over here, and then, like I said, it's sent on my side. And, I don't have anything in progress.
Wow.
Let me see. Yeah. And then if I look at my phone, if it's, because my phone is linked to my email too, so if it's linked to my phone, that means it's gone. Let me see. And the phone always will tell me. Hold on a second.
No problem.
Okay. Alright, no problem, man. Let me see your point right here. Alright, thanks, Mo.
No problem, no problem. I actually just shot you an email. Did you receive it? It just says, hey, Keetrick.
Yep, I got it.
Perfect, perfect. So why don't I just go ahead and just shoot you over that list real quickly?
Yeah.
And then you just...
the one I sent you, the email I was sending you that I sent you, was it was from a different email. It's from Kay Jenkins at logicalchoicellc.onmicrosoft.com.
It hasn't come through yet, strangely.
Okay, and basically what you need is 6 months of bank statements, correct?
Correct. And then also, that's the first two pages of the most recent tax return. And then, information on Bluevine and advanced cap, like the first page of the advanced cap contract, it'll say that the amount borrowed and the daily payment and all that good stuff.
Okay.
And then, information, the same thing on Bluevine, and that's all that underwriting would require to run your information through the algorithms to see what we can make available for you.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Send me another email, and then that way you'll have that detailing exactly the information you need, and then I'll get that over to you. Give me about an hour. You're in California, so give me about an hour and 30 minutes, and I'll get everything to you. Okay?
No. Yeah, no problem. I'm in the office till 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So if you know have a little mix up, hang up, and you're held up, that's okay. I'll be here for about 3 more hours.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your time today, Keetrick. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
All right. No problem.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.